Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, I'm Rick Perry, and I'm who I am, and I've got my own record. I'm not George Bush. I don't try to be. You know, respecting, I consider him to be a friend. We've talked to each other a couple of times within the last, you know, his birthday was July the 6th. But, you know, here's the issue. Let's quit worrying about whether or not you particularly, our country's in jeopardy. I mean, there are people, when I traveled across South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Iowa last week, Laura, I mean, people come up to me and they're scared. But they know that our country is standing at the precipice of possibly defaulting. I mean, the idea that the debt that's been created and this $14+ trillion debt, and our kids are going to have to pay for it, they're ready for some leadership.
Yep. So is he the guy to lead you, the Texas Governor Rick Perry, in an interview? He has only done one since he threw his hat into the ring a couple of weeks ago. Presidential race number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. That's what you're listening to now. Doug Steffen here with an overview of that which is the hot sauce in radio, if you will, for the week ending Friday, the 26th of August. A rundown of the top 10 hits is in order here. Thanks to the staff at Talkers Magazine for monitoring the talk radio programs, as do we. The producers of this program are listening to radio program stations all across the country to determine what seems to be the hot hits. The Dominique Strauss-Kahn case, number 10. Hot sauce, first time in quite a long time. There hasn't been some sports element to the countdown, but these other things have dominated. So we live by the list. The hot sauce mom trial, number 9. Martin Luther King Memorial, number 8. Dick Cheney's new memoir is number 7. Resignation of Steve Jobs at Apple, number 6. Number 5 is that hurricane coming up the East Coast named Irene. The stability of the financial markets, number 4. The earthquake that hit the East Coast, number 3. Number 2 is the situation in Libya. Number 1, the presidential race. So let's have at length some conversation here about that from various points of view, including Bill O'Reilly's, who talked to political commentator Dick Morris about Ron Paul's claims that the media is ignoring him.
Congressman Ron Paul recently told Megyn Kelly he's being ignored by the media. Since Ms. Kelly is part of the media, that was a pretty interesting statement. When we heard it, though, we immediately invited Ron Paul on the factor. We don't want anybody to be ignored. So far, he has not accepted our very kind invitation. Ron Paul, he's whining to Megyn, ignore me, and then we invite him on, doesn't show up.
Well, he won't face you because he doesn't want to face questioning.
He wants to give a speech, right?
He's fine when he gives a speech.
Right.
But then you probe him and you say, are you saying that Iran will not develop the bomb, and that if they do, they're not going to use it against Israel, and if they do, it's okay with you? Then you say the gold standard. Are you literally saying that the United States of America's economy should only be allowed to grow as much as gold can be extracted from the earth? And if there's no gold discovered, our economy has to stay small. You ask him about drug lords. Are you seriously saying that we should not be fighting drugs in the United States but should legalize it all?
No, he would say yes to the legalization.
He would say yes to all three of those.
No, I don't think he would say yes on the gold standard because that's impossible. So if he did that, then...
No, he's for the gold standard.
But he's... But it's not as clear-cut as that. He just wants it to back up the currency.
More currency unless more gold is mined. And ultimately, it means your whole economic expansion is hostage to how much a South African gold mine produces.
All right.
That's why we went off.
From the very beginning, and we'd had Ron Paul on this program, I have said to Mr. Paul's face that some of his positions are insane. That you can't be an isolated nation the way he wants to be, that bad guys will come and get us unless we get them first.
Right.
We all know this, except Ron Paul doesn't. But there is a strain of people there who love him, and that's what shows up in the 13% and 14% that he gets.
Those people that love him better love Obama, because if he ever gets the nomination, they
Obama
can
would
for
win
four more years.
All right, so there's I'm not even going to comment. I'm going to leave the Dick Morris statements as they are. We're focused on the presidential race, number one, this week on the countdown. Your thoughts, please, if you have them and would like to share them, 800-510-8255. We've become pretty selective with calls of late. It's important for people to express themselves, but I hear from folks that they'd rather hear what the hosts and guests are saying than to hear what callers are saying, which I find pretty interesting. So we move on. Here's Howie Carr in his radio program talking to Newt Gingrich about his campaign.
How is your campaign going?
Well, we're doing well, and I think most people thought that I did. I either won the debate in Ames or I came very close. People also thought I did very well in the earlier debate in New Hampshire. We're looking forward to the conversation that Senator DeMint is hosting in South Carolina on Labor Day, and then the debate at the Reagan Library early the following week. I think this is a campaign about ideas and about new approaches and new solutions, because I don't think doing more of the same old thing is going to work. I don't think this super committee is going to be successful. I think it's a recipe for a disaster, frankly. And I'm delighted
to
be back.
Just look who's on the committee. Just look who's on the committee.
Right. But look at the principle of it. You have 535 House and Senate members. That's representation for the whole country. Now we're down to 12. That means about 97% of the country is not being represented on the committee. It's just fundamentally the wrong model. And I will be at a very important engagement in Manchester, because we are looking at how to apply modern management systems to really dramatically change the whole process of how the government works. There's a system called Lean Six Sigma, which sounds sort of wonkish, and it is sort of wonkish. But the fact is that it allows companies to be very effective and very competitive. And experts believe that if it was applied to dealing with the federal government, that you would save about $500 billion a year. Now, that's more than three times the amount that they are trying to save in the so-called super committee. And my point is, if you could get all of the regular committees to do their work, it would really be remarkably helpful. And so, in an effort to get the news media to better understand this, we're going to the Freudenberg NOK Ceiling Technologies Company in Manchester, who have successfully used this model and has successfully been very competitive in the world market. I'm actually on the way to a meeting in Washington of experts who've been using it. One military unit that applied this technique had a 1,000% increase in productivity. Became 10 times more productive.
Newt,
there's a great opportunity here to offer the American people hope and say, you know, you could get to a balanced budget by being smarter, not just by having a meat cleaver.
All right. So there's Newt Gingrich. I haven't heard from him for a while. I think it's interesting that the two comments that we have selected to focus on to underscore the fact this is the number one item of the week, one of them about Ron Paul, the other one about Newt Gingrich, and nothing about Rick Perry, who has, according to the polls anyway, opened up a double-digit lead over Mitt Romney. That sure doesn't say much for those who are doing the selecting. And again, if you're this is not meant to insult anybody. I think, however, that Rick Perry is an insult, and one of the reasons that I've been a Republican all my life until the last three or four years, this is the kind of people that come up that are unelectable. Rick Perry is not electable. And you can say the same thing about Ron Paul, maybe, and Newt Gingrich as well. Who in that list? That's probably the question. Maybe this is the rhetorical question. Who in that list is electable? The list of people, anyway, who have declared so far. 800-510-8255. Up next, the focus on Libya, which is the number two item this week on the countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
All right, so let's move on here. Here's Helen Glover talking to analyst Diana West about what we really know regarding the rebels that have toppled Libya's leader's regime.
Watching what's going on in Libya, and I guess from everything I'm reading, we've got this faction now that's going to be heading up the new government, but not sure who are these rebels, who makes this up, and do they start now fighting amongst themselves? Could we see Libya devolve into a civil war?
Oh, absolutely. And what's been horrifying is from the very start, as Western governments, the NATO governments, rushed to support the anti-Qaddafi forces, they clearly didn't even know who they were. And as the months have unfolded, we've been at this for 6 months, we have started to learn who they are. And they are, I don't know how you describe them as anything other than a bunch of jihadists who have very prominent roles in the opposition to Qaddafi. These are people, actual individuals and factions that American and NATO forces have been fighting for almost a decade now in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I'm not exaggerating. Yes, it's a spectrum of forces. Yes, some of them wear Western suits and speak, you know, very beautiful Oxford English and talk to negotiators in garden spots in Geneva and elsewhere. But among these anti-Qaddafi forces are the very kinds of jihadists that we have been fighting since 9/11. And that, to me, is a red line, because what we have now is a situation where American taxpayers, to the tune of at least $1 billion to date, have been putting in power, in the ninth largest oil-producing state in the world, jihadists.
All right, Libya, number two, East Coast earthquake, number three. That's next.
And
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move to the number three item. We're reviewing the hot hits in talk radio, as we always do during the course of the weekend. Your favorite conversation station hopefully has this complete rundown as we examine what people are talking about on the great talk radio programs and stations around the country. The East Coast earthquake certainly got a lot of attention this week. Here's Brian Freeman, a North Carolina host, talking to Washington host Neil Augenstein about some of the landmarks that have sustained damage since the earthquake on Tuesday.
Where were you when the earthquake struck?
Well, I was here in the newsroom when something started shaking. We thought that it was that maybe some construction going on in the building. We all looked at each other and said, "Well, that's not good. That's kind of loud for the air signal." But then things started moving a little bit more. I think we asked the question, could that be an earthquake? I think then everyone was sort of going in their own direction. I tried to think of what you're supposed to do when there was an earthquake. For some reason, I ended up opening the women's room door here and standing in the underneath that. I have no idea whether that's what I was supposed to do or not, but something in the back of my mind told me that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, well, get under a door frame is very important. What's the damage in D.C.? You understand the Washington Monument's been damaged.
Well, this morning, the Washington Monument is closed to the public. The 555-foot-tall stone attraction, engineers found a crack at the very top of the stone structure near the point. The National Park Service says that the monument could be closed for some time for whatever repairs may be needed. About 4.5 miles away from there, the National Cathedral is also closed today. Three of the four corner spires cracked and fell onto the roof of the cathedral during the earthquake. Engineers have determined that the structural integrity of the century-old building was not compromised, but for now, the cathedral and the cathedral grounds are closed.
All right, Neil, a short time here, but I needed to check with you. Has anyone felt or have there been reports of any aftershocks?
No, the aftershocks did not make their way up this far to the nation's capital, but we did talk to people who were at the epicenter, and they certainly did feel the aftershocks. I believe that there were three of them.
All right. Let's see here. Also, we have talk host Dan Carroll with geology professor Professor Alan McGrew. He says, while earthquakes happen all over the world almost every day, the one this past week was pretty surprising.
Earthquakes really happen. Small ones happen almost every day, don't they?
Oh, yeah, all the time and all around the world. So there will be, you know, over 1,000, I don't know, but something like 1,500 of this size around the world this year. So they're happening somewhere all the time, but usually closer to the plate boundaries.
More yeah. Active.
And that's what made this one surprising, was it's in an area where people aren't used to feeling them.
Yeah, and it turns out there is a central Virginia seismic zone, mm-hmm. and that is, a fairly active zone in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I know about the New Madrid Fault that I guess is, that's in one of the parts of Missouri and Illinois.
Right.
And so I know about that one, but I did not know that Virginia had a central seismic zone.
Yeah, there's a number of areas around the U.S. that have that are somewhat like this, that have frequent smaller earthquakes, usually magnitude 2 to 4. A lot of times people don't even feel them in the area, but then they but they are capable of producing a somewhat larger earthquake like this. So but people wouldn't hear much about them. So we have one right here in Ohio called the Anna Seismic Zone. That's kind of north of Dayton, between Dayton and Toledo. That's somewhat similar to this Central Virginia.
Yeah, man. All right. So the situation here, there are folks who say that the earthquake impacted the trading on Wall Street. I wonder if that is true. Financial markets, part of the discussion this week, number 4, in fact. And that moves us to number 5, which we'll get to in just a few moments. 800-510-8255. The hurricane moving up the coast is next.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
About 33 after the hour to recap where we are on the countdown. At number 10, the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case. Number 9, the Hot Sauce Mom. At number 8, the Martin Luther King Memorial. Let's see here. Number 7, Dick Cheney's book. Number 6, the resignation of Steve Jobs. Hurricane Irene is number 5. So let's spend some time on that, shall we? From my Good Day program, which airs over many of these same stations that carry the countdown, Rich McFadden, who's on with me, talked with me to Tom Kreitler, the host of the Weekend Money Pit show, about what you can do when a hurricane, whether it's this one or any hurricane, is headed your way. Is there anything other than common sense? Make sure the roof is tight. What else do you do?
Well, projectiles in your yard. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
So we're talking about all your lawn furniture and trash cans.
Yeah,
and
pull that umbrella in.
Really, I mean, it's amazing how many people leave that stuff around. Yeah. Every time we see a severe storm, I see people's garbage cans strewn up and down the street, hundreds of yards away. And those things can fly, and they can go through windows and things like that. So really battening down the hatches is the most important thing. And, of course, also, making sure that you have an adequate food supply and that sort of thing. And if you do lose power, you want to keep in mind that it's best not to open the refrigerator, which makes an excellent cooler, by the way. So plan your meals accordingly in case you're in an area that is subjected to power and you're not you don't happen to have a backup power generator that you can rely on.
Can I give you another quickie on that one, Tom?
Sure.
Make sure your propane gas tank on your grill is filled up, because the last time when Isabel came around, we cooked on that for 2 days.
And I bet all the propane sold out real quick after that.
Because, it sure did.
That's right. That's a good point.
All right. So here we have this exodus going on. The situation changes. This program is heard all over the course of the weekend. So there are probably different developments here and there, but the exodus from North Carolina has begun, and it's interesting to look at the bumper-to-bumper traffic, tens of thousands of people getting out of the way of Hurricane Irene. Gasoline stations ran out of gasoline. The stores ran out of food. There's an interesting television which showed the mandatory evacuation. It's just a big storm, but one wonders if we're not overdoing it a bit. It's Category 3 hurricane, 115-mile-an-hour winds. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is in on the act. The president has directed her to contact the mayors of many of the cities up and down the coast that are in the path or potentially in the path. The FEMA director is in on the action here. Lots of government, does anybody have any common sense anymore? 800-510-8255. Here the director of the National Hurricane Center, Bill Reed, speaks about the current location of the hurricane and the course it may take.
This is the sixth day of this hurricane. It's been a major hurricane since yesterday. Currently we're in the northwest Bahamas, Luther Island, moving over the Abacos this afternoon. 115-mile-an-hour sustained winds with higher gusts. We've had gusts as high as 128 measured on Cat Island overnight last night. We're now moving north-northwest at 13 miles an hour. Yesterday and the day before, it was more of a northwest track. This is the expected turn. It's pretty much on schedule and on track at that point. So the next areas of concern as it exits the Bahamas is what the impact will be in North Carolina. We have hurricane watches up for watch up now for most of the North Carolina coast, tropical storm watch down through most of the South Carolina coast to the west of the main threat area for the passage of the center. Confidence in the track, at least through Saturday morning, is quite high. There will be an impact on the eastern North Carolina. The storm will maintain, in our opinion, maintain major hurricane status or winds of 115 miles an hour as it approaches the coast of North Carolina on Saturday morning.
Okay, now, the purpose of this program is to review what people are talking about and also what gets people to talk. And so some of these, even though the time you're listening to this program may be beyond where this the schedule is, if you will, of where the hurricane is going to be, it gives you an idea of, as you listen on news talk radio to the news, how people form their opinions listening to the so-called experts. So here's one more from the National Hurricane Center. The director's name is Bill Reed.
Continue moving towards the north-northeast after it crosses North Carolina, and the uncertainty is, while not as great as yesterday, there's still...
We don't have the audio, is not as good there, so how about we listen for a minute to another Fed, if you will, from FEMA, Administrator Craig Fugate, stressing the importance of listening to local officials on local media, local radio, etc.
As those hurricane watches go further north, we would expect the mid-Atlantic states to begin making decisions if evacuations will be required. That is something the local and state officials do, and that's why it's very important for people to heed the evacuation orders of local folks and to listen to their local TV and radio stations for those updates. FEMA, national media, just does not have the ability or the capability to really cover every jurisdiction, and that's why we really want to put the emphasis on the evacuation orders or recommendations will come from the local officials. Local TV and radio stations are oftentimes the ones that will be carrying that specific information.
If I were the host of a local radio program, I'm the host of a national program, maybe I could take the same approach. Just when you listen to this stuff, how sophomoric it seems, and that makes one wonder, are we as Americans sophomoric and simple? And we have to be told simple items that seem to just be common sense. There are a lot of people who are looking for ways to just have some sort of cap on all of this. There are people who are trying to find food and water if they just stay put. It's just it's an interesting overview of the human condition. That's never mind just talking about the force of the hurricane. It's not the worst hurricane there ever was, but it's a fairly powerful hurricane. But it's just the way that people react to things these days versus to how you may have reacted to them 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. The resignation of Steve Jobs is number six as we move on the countdown. Here's host Joe Gulaski talking with Shelley Palmer about the amazing work that Jobs has done.
Apple without Jobs. How's that sound to you?
Well, I'm very sad that Steve is of ill health and that he feels like he can't perform his duties as the active CEO of the company. I mean, that's really very sad. And people who whose lives have been affected by Steve Jobs, I think, are pretty sad about it. But as for Apple's business continuation, I have no fear whatsoever. And this is an organization that has known. This is not a surprise to anybody at Apple. Steve is a very smart guy. Tim Cook has been involved in every major Apple decision for a real long time, and he is awesome as an executive. I don't think we're going to see, any real business issues coming up at Apple. It's just so sad about Steve because, I mean, you don't resign that position unless you really feel like you can't do it. And for Steve Jobs, who is just such a force, to be stricken this way and be this ill, it's really profoundly sad. But from a business perspective, Apple's going to do just fine.
Well, his accomplishments are obviously immeasurable. He changed the phones forever with the iPhone, changed computers forever with the iPad, changed listening habits forever with the iPod. So. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is that, look, Henry Ford was the manufacturing genius of the industrial age. He really brought the assembly line into American manufacturing and changed forever the way all manufacturers thought about how to manufacture and made America more productive and the world more productive. Steve Jobs invented a brand new business model. A fantastic brand new business model, which was, I'm a manufacturer, but I need people to add value to my brands. And so he created brand ambassadors whose economic interests were exactly aligned with his. All the engineers that make apps add value to Apple. And so he's not only enjoying his own genius, but the genius of so many people that he inspired and also enlisted as members of the Apple brand ambassador army. All of these people add value. Those few 100,000 apps everybody talks about were made by third parties who had a real good tool set. So he built this platform that showed everybody how, in the 21st century, you are going to get other people to partner and add value while maintaining a lot of control over the organization. He's going to be remembered for a lot of things as a CEO, legendary CEO, but not the very least of which would be literally reinventing how you add value to a manufacturing organization. It's a tremendous set of accomplishments that you can't say enough good things about Steve Jobs. It's just profoundly sad that he's so ill that he can't continue.
Shelley Palmer, who is one of the experts talking about technology, understanding what's going on with Apple, talking to a talk radio person about his resignation and the future of Apple, doesn't seem to be too worried, as are most people who are experts and understand how Apple works. But yet the market saw tanking of Apple, I think it went down, 9% this week because of that announcement. 800-510-8255. Speaking of an announcement, former Vice President Dick Cheney has a book out, and he's talking about it, and we'll hear about it and talk about it ourselves here in a few moments on the countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy.
Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio number 7 this week. That new book, the upcoming memoir, former Vice President Dick Cheney reveals some of the internal battles within the Bush administration, criticizes colleagues like George Tenet and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. He pulls no punches. It's called In My Time, released on Tuesday, according to the New York Times. So here from MSNBC, Chris Cizilla talks to Jamie Gangle about her interview with Dick Cheney, which will be on the air next week.
Vice President Dick Cheney is about to release his tell-all memoirs, and in an exclusive interview with NBC's Jamie Gangle, he suggests he may not be the most popular man in Washington once the book hits store shelves.
This book is going to make a lot of people angry.
There are going to be heads exploding all over Washington, Jamie.
You know that.
Yes.
Heads exploding. There's some score settling in here, Jamie, is there not? Well, we would expect no less from the vice president.
The former vice president insists he is not score settling. That said, other people may disagree. He is very tough on former CIA director George Tenet. He said that he quit when the going got tough. He says of Senator John McCain that during the financial crisis that the senator offered nothing of substance. And there are devastating criticisms about former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who he says undermined the administration, never actually expressed the fact that he didn't approve of the war of Iraq. But I will tell you, I think the most devastating criticism in the book is about the second Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. He uses words like train wreck, naive, utterly misleading.
That's not score settling.
And he tells a story about when they had a disagreement, she made a mistake, and she came into his office and tearfully is the word he uses, apologize. That's going to be very provocative.
Yes, we'll be hearing more about that. Now, so Dick Cheney goes through a lot of people who either wronged him or he thinks were in the wrong. Does he ever talk about when he might have been in the wrong during his 8 years in the Bush administration?
There are very few apologies or mistakes in this book. And in fact, those controversial programs after 9/11 that made him so vilified, that gave him the nickname Darth Vader, he absolutely defends. Here's what he said about whether he has any apologies.
In your view, we should still be using enhanced interrogation?
Yes.
No regrets?
No regrets.
should we still be waterboarding terror suspects?
I would strongly support using it again if circumstances arose where we had a high-value detainee and that was the only way we could get him to talk.
Even though so many people have condemned it, people call it torture, you think it should still be a tool?
Yes.
It's going to drive his critics crazy.
An angry, nasty, embittered old man. That's how I would describe Dick Cheney. One of the real problems our country has had over the past 10, 12 years. Highly critical he is, apparently, in this book of those who stood in the way of his vision on the Iraq War. And he basically was credited with actually getting George Bush interested in going to war there for pretty obvious reasons. 51 past the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show heard coast to coast on a lot of great radio stations like WENY in the Elmira, New York area, WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and KSLI in Abilene, Texas. Good to have you all on board. Let's continue now with the countdown as we review the 10 hot hits at number 8 this week. The discussion, controversy, really, about Martin Luther King's memorial that's opening up this weekend. Here's Talk Host Dave Serrata talking about this new memorial, which apparently was constructed in China.
The latest headline about China is the headline about the Martin Luther King Memorial. The Martin Luther King Memorial, according to the British Telegraph, the newspaper over there, the Martin Luther King Memorial was made in China. The 30-foot-tall statue, which forms the centerpiece of a $120 million 4-acre memorial to Dr. Martin Luther King, opened to the public on Monday on the National Mall in Washington. It's the only memorial on the mall that does not honor a president or fallen soldiers. Standing in the shadow of the Washington Monument, the statue shows Dr. King emerging from a mountain of Chinese granite with his arms crossed, and is called the Stone of Hope. There's been controversy, though, over the fact that the sculptor of this is from China. Not a Chinese-American, not somebody who made the sculpture in America, but this sculpture was actually made in China, more than 150 granite blocks weighing some 1,600 tons were shipped from China to the port of Baltimore and reassembled by a team of 100 workmen, including 10 Chinese stonemasons brought over specifically for the project. Now, Dr. King's son, Martin Luther King III, has defended the outsourcing, saying, "I've seen probably 50 sculptures of my father, and I would say 47 of them are not good reflections. This particular artist, he has done a good job." However, Ed Dwight, a sculptor in Denver, said Dr. King would, quote, "be turning over in his grave if he knew his likeness had been conceived by someone living under a communist regime." Quote, "he would rise up from his grave and walk into their offices and say, 'How dare you?'" Now, this story comes, as I said, this is one example of a larger issue. China seeming to buy and own more and more of America.
And part of the controversy is that it's the only memorial not recognizing a president, and whether or not it's appropriate in that region or that area. So it's pretty interesting, though, that it came from China, another sort of slap in the face, some people think. Number nine, speaking of slapping in the face, the story of the hot sauce mom trial over. It's sort of interesting to bring about lots of different discussions, how this happened, how many years ago it was. Here's Taco's Bill Manders with a focus on using hot sauce as a means of discipline.
Do you use hot sauce on your children when they're bad? You remember that? Have when you were a child, they use hot sauce? Oh, yeah, and the other one's soap. Man, I'll tell you what, I could start an Amway distributorship with the amount of soap that I used, that my parents used on me. I was forever gargling with soap. My mom couldn't figure it out. She kept, "You really like this stuff, don't you?" I was using it so much. What is it you use to discipline your children, and where is the line between abuse and discipline? Spankings, are they okay or not? I really like the one about the soap, though, and the hot sauce. Do you make your kids drink hot sauce when they're bad? Does that work? What's your favorite way to discipline your children? Or if you've had your children already, what was the best way to discipline them that you found that really worked? Because I think it's lacking in our society today. I think there's far too many people trying to tell me how to raise a child, and now grandchildren, when they're not paying attention to their own children. Should you grab your child at, for example, when you're shopping at the grocery store, and your child's just acting up and sending your patience right through the wall? Do you spank them when they're in line? You grab them by the scruff of the neck and give them a little swat on the back. Whoosh, boom! Or do you wait till you get home and give them the hot sauce?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm chuckling. It's pretty sad. Weekend poll at DougStephan.com focuses on this issue. Thanks for being